LeBron James is leaving home for Los Angeles. James announced last night that he has agreed to a four-year, $154 million contract with the Lakers. His management agency, Clutch Sports Group, announced the deal with a simple short release. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, first off, what's your reaction?
Well, I had been preparing myself for a while that LeBron would leave because it seemed like he had kind of done all he wanted to do in Cleveland in terms of 4 years and won the title and spent 11 of his 15 years here. I think that's a key point that sometimes people miss because there's 7 years before. 11 of the 15 years here, Amanda, he's 33 years old. He has the opportunity to go somewhere else if he wanted to do it. Fine, he won the title. Basically, I'm good with it, you know, especially add in to all the different civic things he's done in Northeast Ohio.
Are you surprised that it's a four-year deal? I mean, essentially, it looks like he's going to finish his career in L.A.
Yes, that did surprise me somewhat. I made some calls to some people who are close to that situation, and their feeling was he was either going to sign that here or do the five-year in Cleveland because he was allowed to sign one more year to stay with the Cavaliers. But again, at the age of 33, he looks like Superman, and nothing will ever go wrong. But he is now at the sixth most minutes played in NBA history when you add in playoff minutes. And I think that that's part of the reason they position themselves with these different contracts, that this will allow him at this point to go for a max. And Amanda, another part of this is, you know, LeBron does have a production company and they've actually gotten some shows on television. And I think LeBron, with his different civic things, is looking at, you know, Los Angeles, that's part of what they sold him on. It wasn't just the basketball, it was the, you know, the media market, the exposure and everything. And Magic Johnson could sit there in front of him. Magic is now the president of the Lakers and say, you know, I built a business empire out of LA, which he did. You could do the same and probably much bigger than what I built.
Okay, so that's what makes it attractive to him.
Yes, it really is, because it's not the basketball situation. I mean, the odds of LeBron getting to the NBA Finals next year,
yeah,
I think are much less now than they were a year ago with the Cavaliers.
Because he's going to have to likely face Golden State much sooner.
Yes, could be first round or second round in the roster. All right, if you go all the way back to 2014, when LeBron came to the Cavaliers, they already had Kyrie Irving, a young star, 20-point scorer. He knew they would be soon making a trade for Kevin Love, an all-star. Well, you look at the Lakers now, there's not a single guy on that roster who is as talented as Kyrie Irving, and I would even say are as good as Kevin Love at the moment.
Now you have to think about the Cavs. What's next for this team?
Boy, that's a tough one, because when, you know, LeBron, everything was he was the sun, and all the planets and everything else revolved around him. They drafted a younger player in Colin Sexton. They'll probably try to figure out what to do next, but you're probably not going to the Eastern Conference Finals again. You may not even make the playoffs, I mean, depending upon what they want to do. Some people say, yeah, trade every single good player you have and pile up the draft picks and try it that way. Actually, that's what the Cavs are doing the 4 years while LeBron was gone. They had the worst cumulative record in the NBA, so I know they're going to be sitting down trying to figure out what to come next, and I have to figure that even out myself when I go to write, because I don't have any good answers right now. When LeBron leaves, it doesn't just leave a hole, it leaves a Grand Canyon behind.
Okay, and as for LeBron James, you say you're at peace with his decision.
Right, I'm at peace with it. I'd rather have him stay, but I'm not going to tell a guy going into a 16th NBA season, a guy who has taken the Cavs to five NBA finals in his whole career, who spent 11 years here. He's a guy who set up his contracts both times, become free agents, and that when you're a free agent, it means you're free to go where you choose.
All right, Terry, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Amanda.